Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening to live radio, and they're running a little bit longer on the show before us or two, and apparently there was a senator on his show, and you know how those politicians are. You can't shut them down, so they let them go. But we're live right now from the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas, and welcome to my home. You are stuck with only me tonight in the next 2 weeks, matter of fact, to be honest with you, because I have a feeling that tonight's going to roll over into next week. And when you do a program like this, I want to be really honest with you. Sometimes the heaviness of the stories can become overbearing, and I don't want it to become a show of all the time on my lands. Who's going to tell their heartbreaking story tonight? Even though it's breaking the silence, and there's an importance in that, and there's a relief in allowing people to share their story, sometimes for the very first time with the world right here on our program. And we've had wonderful guests over the years. And so the next couple of weeks, we're just going to kind of have a moment just to sit back and talk about some things in our own lives and what's happening in the world. And I would really appreciate if anybody wants to call in, and we will try to bring you on as quick as you can. And if you have a suggestion or a thought of what we're talking about tonight, and if you'd like to do that, it's 888-627-6008. And we're going to talk about life's greatest lessons. And so that's kind of the topic this evening. And I want to let you know that I'm not pretending like I have all the answers, because I don't. But I do understand the older that I get and the more of this white stuff that I get up here in my hair and the more wrinkles that come across my forehead and my face and my body, and that I wish I would have learned some things quicker over the years, instead of waiting till I'm in my mid-50s to understand things in life. Just for instance, when you just think about this, you know, I think I would have told more people that I love them while they were still here. I would have taken time to spend more time and energy and effort to focus on those people in my life that were most important during those times of my life. I would have, I would give my left arm, and I'm left-handed, to be able to sit down with my grandparents again and find out more about them, and talk to them about their lives, try to get inside of their head and understand what was important to them and how they made it through the days of depressions and wars and the hard times that they had to deal with in their own personal lives, and what wisdom they could have shed on me. But then when they're gone, they're gone. I think I would have probably been more open to be more honest with the people that were closest to me. I would have told my story. I would have revealed what was going on in my world, in my life, in my mind, in my heart, in my past with people a lot more, instead of waiting 30 some years before I ever let anybody know the real me. But I want you to get involved tonight, so feel free to. I have Curtis on the Facebook page of Shattered by the Darkness Facebook, and I'm looking at them right now, so we are live on there. Feel free to, if you want to, just comment on there if you would like, or you can call and talk to me directly, 888-627-6008, and we're going to take you from the next 2 weeks talking about this subject. And next week's going to be a little bit different, but we're going to see how far I get with this. And I really, honestly, I don't prepare all these notes. I prefer to go from the heart. I prefer to go from just a napkin that's kind of jotted with a few words down on it, just to remind me of what I would like to talk about and share about. But I like the spirit to lead. I believe it's a week from tomorrow or Tuesday, I will be doing a pre-recording of the show that's going to run the following week after these two shows. So it'll be 2 weeks from tonight, with an attorney here in Houston that has done some wonderful work with abused children, and how he handled those cases, and how he reaches out now to be able to help them, and does all this work pro bono, free of charge. And then we're also going to have on the program, along with him, a lady that has experienced a court case that he helped her with. And it's really an unbelievable story. And that's going to be the 2 weeks from tonight. So just welcome to the program. It's been a beautiful fall day here. I got my fall shirt out, and we already got the sun setting here in Houston with that hour change, but it's been beautiful today. It was in the mid-50s. I think got up to the mid-60s, maybe in the early the low 70s today, but just an absolute perfect day weather-wise. And I'd just like to end your evening tonight with just sharing with you some life lessons. And, you know, as we roll out this topic, there's a lot of things that people will tell you that's the most important things in life. You know, what is it? Measure twice, cut once. I mean, you always want to do that when you're dealing with lumber and construction and things of that order. One thing that I remember years ago, a guy wrote a book, and I was at a conference, and he was one of the speakers, and he wrote a best-selling book called Never Iron Your Clothes Naked. And that could be a life lesson. I don't know if somebody wants to write that one down or not, but I would think that's something you want to remember. Absolutely. But if you want to get your notepad out, I believe you're going to get several, maybe a dozen or two, things that I feel that's going to be important. And I believe that we want to share these in the context of where we are in our world right now. And the world, let's be honest, the world is in a complete different place than what it used to be, even a couple of years ago. I really believe our world may never be the same. And I have a feeling that when the coolness of our weather starts hitting our country, we're going to see the COVID cases rise again. First Lady Jill Biden was at the hospital that I work at just a few hours ago, right across the street. And they had all of this downtown here or at the medical center blocked off. And she was there, I guess, sharing her wisdom with vaccinations and things of that order. But, you know, I think all I want to be able to do tonight and next week is to share with you some things that maybe we've learned over the years, and most definitely this last year, and how to apply this all to life's greatest lessons. And want to be very serious right out of the shoot, because we may get a little more fun later on. But there was a story that changed somebody's life just a week or so ago. And it's something that I'm going to advocate. And every time I go out and speak, I'm going to show this signal that every person, every parent, every grandparent ought to teach your child tonight. And it's a distress signal. It's a hand distress signal. And I honestly believe this one signal of a hand can change people's lives, and it can save a person's life like it just did this young lady. And I believe it was in the middle part of the United States. And it's a simple, simple hand signal. And all you have to do is, if you're in distress, if you are unsafe, if you're by chance, God forbid, in a human trafficking situation, and you can see out the window and people can see you, but you can't scream, but you can make a hand gesture. This is the one that I want everybody to start teaching everybody that they know. And it's a simple, put your hand up like this, fold in your thumb, and do this. To me, that simple signal indicates to the person that sees that, and you want to keep doing it. Now, the people that, you know, the person that was actually at a grocery store with her kidnapper, and on the way out was going like this, and he thought they were actually just waving at people. And this young girl was signaling that she was in trouble. You can even do it behind your back while you're walking down, and you can put your hand behind your back and do the same thing. But letting people know that I'm in trouble, will you call the police? Will you get somebody to get me help immediately? Now, things like that is just things you don't hear on every program in town. But this one situation saved, when they were getting in their car from the grocery store, they were getting ready to get on the on-ramp on the interstate, and wherever he was taking her, God only knows. But as he got up to the on-ramp, there was a police waiting there, because somebody had called the police and said, this young lady is giving the signal of being in distress. So you don't have to say a word, but teach that to your child. Teach that to your child. And I really believe that's important. Teachers, doctors, pediatricians, all of those people that are watching it now, counselors and everybody, let people know. Post it on your Facebook page. Put it on LinkedIn. Put it on all those other social media sites that I don't get on. But put it on there and let people know, because it can actually save people's life. I wanted to start off with that. I also wanted to give the advice of parents with this cell phone. And when you allow your children to go out, go to the movies with somebody, or spend the night with one of their friends, I believe every parent ought to have an arrangement with their child. And I believe this is an unbelievable life lesson, a tool that could really be used, of a code word that if you happen to be in trouble and you're all around your friends and you just want to get out of that situation that you're in, all you have to do is to come up with some type of arrangement with your son or daughter. And parents say, hey, if you need me and you don't want to reveal out loud what's going on, but you just want me to come and get you out of that situation, all you have to do is come up with a code word. And it could be the one that I have used, and I've heard people using this from a parent that told me this one time, that they always said that if you ever get in trouble, tell your friends, hey, I got to call mom to find out if my cat's okay. And when the child actually picks up the phone, calls her mom and says, "Mom, is my cat okay?" The parent already knows when they hear that code phrase or that code word, "I'm coming to get you right now. I'll be right there. We'll get you out of whatever situation you're in." And that is a way to be able to express, to be able to protect, to be able to give a boundary, but also a protective fence around your child in such a way that nobody else has to know. So whatever that word is, whatever that phrase is, whatever that arrangement is, let it be clear. And they can learn this at a very young age. If they're at school, if they're at a sporting event, if they're anywhere and they feel unsafe, all they have to do is say this word that you've already agreed on, and that will be the red flag of mom or dad, get to me, I need help. I want you to get me out of the situation that I'm in. Now, there's two right there. We didn't take too long with that. But those two right there can actually save lives. Another one, and I've said this, I say this at every conference that I speak at, every virtual training that I do or workshop that I do, because I hear it. And I heard it again this week in a counseling session that I was doing with a parent that said, "You know, I thought, I had a feeling that my son or my daughter shouldn't go to that concert tonight, shouldn't go to that place tonight. I just had that feeling." And that feeling that is inside of you as parents is a God-given signal. And I want you to all lean in. You know, we can have fun a little bit later on, but I want you to all lean into this and write this down. When your gut tells you something may be wrong, something doesn't feel right, something's out of step, something's off, don't ignore that. I have talked to dozens and dozens of parents on the other side of the room from me saying, "I knew I shouldn't have let them go. I knew that person wasn't safe. I had that feeling that they weren't being honest. There was something about him that creeped me out. I knew." And they ignored it. And then, unfortunately, things happened. And the child got hurt, the child got abused, the child got traumatized or whatever. And the parent has to live with that for the rest of their life. So make sure, and I want to be honest with you again, and I'm not trying to demean men, but women, you have an extra line or two of communication inside of your heart. I believe the Lord created you in such a way that you have a little more intuitiveness. You have that women's intuition that men sometimes don't have. And when that alarm starts signaling in your system, in your gut, in your heart, don't be your child's best friend. Be your child's parent and say, "Hey, hon, hey, son, tonight doesn't feel like a good night to me. I really would appreciate if you would have your friends over to our house tonight instead of you going to theirs. Or maybe tonight is going to be a family night. And please understand, but it just doesn't feel right to me." And in all reality, you're going to be saving yourself a lot of misery, a lot of guilt that could be coming on later on in life, and a lot of regrets by just taking the paying attention to that inner alarm that the Holy Spirit, God, himself places in parents. Don't take that stuff for granted and ignore it. Pay attention to it because I think it's really important. Now, that's just a couple. We're going to come back and get maybe a little bit on the lighter side. I have a few more on this area, but I want you to call in 888-627-6008. We're going to take our first commercial break, and feel free to just give me your thoughts. And maybe if you have a life lesson that you've always wanted to know, or you always wanted to share with somebody, and nothing like, well, the older you get, the more hair grows out of places that just shouldn't, which is a life lesson you will learn one day. But make sure you call in and just share it with us tonight at 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back after our first commercial break. Be right back. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. All right, and welcome back, and I hope you are with us and in this beautiful city of Houston, Texas, for Breaking the Silence. And I am the lone person tonight, and hopefully somebody will call in and keep me company this evening with a comment or two, or a life lesson that they'd like to share. What's the over the years, what's one of the greatest things that you've learned that you wish you knew when you were a teenager? Something like that. And one of those that I'm thinking of right off is that you don't want to tell problems to everybody. You know, if we tell our problems to everybody, the statistics are normally 80% of the people that you tell your problems to don't care. And the other 20% are kind of glad that you have them. And so you don't want to share all of your problems with everybody. And I have learned that lesson over the years, too. There's only a few people that you can trust, and you need to keep that inner circle pretty tight. Another serious one before we get into the ones that you can actually write down, we can have fun with, is something that I also teach all the time. Matter of fact, I have an hour and a half, two-hour seminar on this, on how to look into the eyes of the person that you're talking to and find out whether they are telling me the truth or not. And I think that's important when you're asking me to look into their eyes. I think a lot of times parents need to put this thing down. Teachers need to put this thing down. Doctors need to get from back behind of their epic medical records that they're typing in. Have you ever went to the doctor? And they're over here going, okay, and so what's your problem? They're typing on their computer about you, but they never turn to look at you to even see. And you say, well, doctor, I have this bump on my arm. Okay, and what's the size of the bump? Well, if you look over here, you can see it. And they're just still doing this. I think it's the same way with people in life, that you just need to actually look into their eyes and stop for a second, get on their level and say, how you doing? How's things going? Are you okay? I never got that in my teenage years, in my childhood years. Not for sure I would have expressed what was going on in my life, but I never had the opportunity to. And I think if somebody would have been a champion enough to me to take that time and say, great, I've noticed you're different today. I notice you're not the happy-go-lucky. I notice that you seem to be a little distant. You seem to be preoccupied. Folks, those are the days that you need to take the time to share that question that is a key question that everybody needs to know. Are you okay? And then look at them in their eye as they respond. If they look away, if they look down, if they look up, if they don't want to make eye contact with you, yeah, I'm fine. I think that's going to be the answer that you need. Because I think at that point, you say, hey, wait, let's go for a cup of coffee. Let's talk. What's going on? I care. I want to be there. I want to help. There's so many things that we're busy with today that sometimes we don't take the time to do this. Make eye contact with the people. Look into their eyes. Parents, another one that I really want you to write down, no matter what your child tells you, when it comes to them being hurt, when it comes to them being touched, with them being possibly abused, with them being scared, with them feeling uncomfortable with somebody, with them telling you an event that just happened a week ago or 6 years ago, always lean into them and believe them. It may shock you. It may absolutely be something that you cannot believe, but don't say there's no way in the world that that happened. You are so wrong. You're lying. Go to your room. Because that will immediately drop build a wall and drop a gate in front of them between you and them, and the communication is over. They may never tell you anything again. And I think it's so vitally important that you take time to lean in and believe them. And in that, when they're telling you, don't react. Don't gasp. Don't roll your eyes. Don't go. Oh. No matter what it is they tell you, be concerned and ask probing but safe questions that won't distance them, but that will pull them in. For instance, well, that must have been uncomfortable. How did you feel? What were some of the thoughts going through your mind when that happened? Do you think about it a lot now? How upset was you at the time? And how much do you think about it over the days since it's happened? You dream about it? Do you have nightmares about it? And start pulling things out of them that way. And encourage them, because it's another life lesson that I learned, and I learned early in my life, is no matter what it is, encourage them to write those feelings down. You have to release the weight of your past. If the past is just today, I'm a journal nut. I love journaling. I love writing down these experiences that I have, good or bad, because there's a good side of journaling too. You don't want to just write down all the bad stuff. Good night. You want to write down the good stuff and the things that you're thankful for, the things that you are glad that happened to you today, and the things that made you feel like, hey, man, that was a good day. I enjoyed church today and why you did. And put that stuff down in a journal. And date it. You don't have to be a whole book every day, just some of your thoughts. But encourage them as they're telling you this story or whatever experience. And can you imagine being a 12, 13, 14-year-old child going in front of your mom or dad and telling something about a teacher that may have touched you or said something wrong, or a friend that is bullying you and you're embarrassed by it, but it weighs on your mind all the time, how stressful that would be for them to go to their parent like you. Because a lot of times we think, well, wait, I'm the easiest person in the world to talk to. Why wouldn't my son or my daughter or their friends or somebody want to talk to me? Why wouldn't they want to talk to me? Because you're the parent, you're the adult. And for them to be able to break through that silence, it's important that they are received with open arms and no judgment. Judgment should be completely out of the question. So in that, not only look into their eyes, but believe your kids when they tell you something that is weighing heavy on them. I hear what? Every week, right? Right here, every Sunday night, when we have our regular shows, the person that's usually telling the story, one of the first things that they say is, well, when I told my mom, they didn't believe me. When I told my dad, they told me I was crazy. When I told my family, matter of fact, when I came out, Greg, on your show tonight, all my family just said, no, we don't believe you. And they started making up stories against me. It happens all the time. So it's so important. Put down your phone, put down your pride, and listen to the heart of what your child is telling you and believe them. A life lesson that I think you can write down. You can put a little check mark by it. Release the weight of the past. There's no way you can go and deal with your present and your future by dragging along the weight of the past. Now, you're not going to be able to forget it. You're not going to be able to ignore it. You're not going to be able to pretend and just blank it out and erase it and delete it. I don't mean that. I think you need to forget what hurt you, but never forget what it taught you through the hurt. So try to forget what actually hurt you, but never forget what that hurt taught you during the process. Domestic violence. That's a major problem right now. And I think you need to release if you've been in those relationships, because why is it that once you go through that cycle, you end up going through it again and again and again, because you look in for those same type of people that hurt you over again, and you need to let that go, but never forget the lessons that it taught you. And I think that is another key. In these life lessons, as before we go to our last commercial break, I think we need to remember that the life's greatest lessons that we learn are usually learned and taught to us during the worst times of our life. And we're going to talk about it next week, probably half the show. When you go through a storm, there's lessons that can be learned through every one of those stages of the storm. And we're going to show you how to apply that to your life. We're going to show you how to retract and pull out examples, living examples in your own life lessons from those storms. And there's going to be several things that you'll be able to learn from that. But we need to remember that some of these life lessons come from the worst possible times of your life. And I know that's not very encouraging, but I want to let you know that those storms don't last forever. And we're going to talk about more of that next week. Stop giving the power of your life to somebody else. took me years to be able to learn that in my own life. We give power to so many people that don't even care about us. We give so much time, effort, energy, and attention to how many likes that you have on your Facebook page from people that don't even matter to you. And we allow other people to control our life. And stop giving that power away. You need to understand that the power of your life is in your hands, and give it to only people and share with only people that you want to spend your time with and that you care about and that you trust. We're going to take our last commercial break. I would really love to have somebody on the last segment of the call, the last segment of the show, 888-627-6008. Feel free to call in right here in the best radio station staff people in the world at BBS Radio will answer the phone and treat you like a king or a queen, and they will patch you right in and share with me what you may think your life's greatest lesson is. And we're going to come back with a few more in the final segment of Breaking the Silence. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back. I'm reading through some of my texts from people that have thoughts, but they don't want to share it on the radio. They asked me not to, but those are good ones. I appreciate you, your input, and you listening to the program tonight as we're listening. We're heard completely around the world. Don't you just love technology? And I love spending the Sunday evenings with you for this little bit of hour of time. And the next 2 weeks are going to be kind of different around here. It's just going to be me and you. So we're just going to be sharing from my heart. And if you listened to that last commercial about the book that's still doing pretty good, the first book, Shattered by the Darkness, Doug, when he was making that commercial, said, and he mentioned in the commercial he was listening to it, and the damaging effects of what it was when he kept silent all those years. And let me tell you, those damaging effects on my body, in my mind, in my world, still affect me. And if I'd only would have been able to share that with somebody earlier, it may have changed my mental status, and my ability to be able to heal faster. We have a dear friend of mine, Annie Hickman's online too. So Annie, bring her on in, guys. And she's going to have some wisdom for you, I promise you. Annie, can you hear me tonight?
I can.
Hey, how are you, dear?
I'm fine. I have loved this program. You've said so many things I agree with 100%.
Well, I'm just reading from your notes that you gave me.
But I will say, I will say that the life lesson I would share is that all these people you've referred to tonight in different ways are just regular people in this world walking through trying to make it every day. Everyone has baggage and everyone has hurts. And for the person who interacts with people all the time, that's what I do. I'm a people person. I greet at my church. Everyone who comes in has a story. Everyone has something that is painful currently in their life. Some deal with it better than others. But there's never enough time to listen to everyone who wants to tell you their story. There's like probably 45 minutes or an hour every day, every Sunday, that I have to greet people and talk to them. And because they know I have a listening heart, they want to seek me out and tell me. And there's never enough time to do that. I'm always sad when church starts because we have to stop reacting and interacting and wait until a phone call later in the week or whatever. There was a lady that waited to talk to me today. I felt so bad that I was rushing with the project I had to finish at that moment. And I didn't get to talk to her, and I promised her I would call her tonight. So when your program's over, I'm going to call her and let her unburden herself and talk about the concerns she had. I just think it's true that everyone has things in their heart they want to share with someone, but some people don't share very easily. They've got to connect on a deep level to be able to do that. But it's a blessing to be able to help somebody just unload some of that. And I know you find that too, because you get the same thing, don't you?
Yeah. Annie, how do you deal with the weight that's transferred from them to you?
Well, I'll tell you, I keep a prayer journal. I pray for everyone that asks me to listen to them, whether they ask for prayer or not. And I keep a prayer journal. I honestly pray. I have a whole hour every night. Sometimes it doesn't take the whole hour, but I try to keep that prayer time every night. And I go back through that journal periodically, and it encourages me to see the way God has answered the request that people have had.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I do it.
Yeah, so they give it to you, and you give it to the one that can do the healing.
Yes, the one, because I don't know all the answers for them. He does. And so I just turn it over. And they know I'm going to pray, and so they call me a week later, a month later, a year later, and say, I need you to pray about this thing now. And I do. And it encourages me when I track how God answers, not necessarily in ways that I would ever have imagined, but he does answer. Peace does come. People do come through things when he is involved in their life. They survive.
Yeah. You know, isn't it amazing? I believe it was, and don't quote me if I'm wrong on this, folks that knows this. I believe it was the crazy Joker in one of the Batman movies said this line, first they call you crazy, then they call you for advice. And I think there's a lot of times that people will look at me, and probably you, Annie, and think, oh, those kind of people are nuts. But then when it gets to where the rubber meets the road and they need somebody, they're picking up the phone going, what was Annie's number? How do I get a hold of Greg? Yeah.
That's right.
Because those listening ears, there's not that many out there.
Yep.
Good stuff, Annie. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Nice.
Hey, you have a good night. You know, I think with that advice and going there, because I believe there's a lot of people out there. And let me be honest, and I try to I try to share with in this last couple of years on this program that I was fake for all of my life by not telling people what really happened. And I get the emails and the text afterwards that, Greg, you're too rough on yourself. And I appreciate that. And I understand that. But there's a lot of fake people out there when they say they care and they want to hear your problems. Fake friends will believe all the rumors that are said about you, but real friends will believe in you. And I think that's what makes it so important to be one of those trusting friends that can take the time, like Annie just shared, that want to share a little bit of their baggage. And I can go all the way back to when I was 18, 19 years old, going to college my freshman year, Southwest Baptist University in Missouri. Talking to my roommate and getting ready to tell him all about what was going on in my life before, about all the abuse that I had gone through. And he immediately got up, pushed back his chair, and said, I don't want to hear this crap. And walked out of the room, and he ended up getting a different roommate. You need to be able to have the compassion of saying, I want to know. How can I help you? How can I be there? I know we only have a couple minutes before we go, and I have another couple dozen that I want to share with you. But since we're on this line, I think I want to just spend the last minute or two sharing two more with you. And we don't promote this show as being a religious show. I will let the people tell their story. We've had atheists on here. We've had people that agnostics and Muslim, any type of faith or no faith at all. And they believe in spiritualness and astrology and all that. We don't judge that. We just let them share their story. That's not the purpose of the program. But so we don't make it religious. But I want to just say most definitely, my greatest life lesson that I ever learned that I want to share with you before we go tonight, that I really would like for all the professionals that's listening to me tonight, all the doctors, all the nurses, firemen, policemen, teachers, all of that, even though we don't push religion here, I would like to tell you my life's greatest lesson is giving Jesus Christ a chance in my life, giving him an opportunity to love me like he wanted to. And I realized immediately that that love was unconditional and real. I wouldn't be half the man I am, and I'm not much of a man, but I wouldn't be half the man I am if it wasn't for Jesus. I don't believe I would be alive today if it wasn't for his protection, if it wasn't for his guidance, if it wasn't for his hand over me, protecting me. And you're saying, wait, Greg, you was abused every day of your life. How did he protect you? He kept me alive. He kept inside of me that seed of hope that if I can endure the night, joy will come in the morning. And I will turn into all that stuff that you go through, Greg, into something one day that we'll be able to help other people. And I think there's so many people that's listening, and I will understand, but wait, I've gone through this. Well, start looking at that and using those things to help somebody else. Jesus, I encourage you to give him a chance in your life. Give him an opportunity. And I honestly believe that he won't let you down. He's never let me down. I have let so many people in my life down over the years. Every friend that maybe you've had has let you down, lied to you, betrayed to you, said they would love you to the end, and then they're gone. And all of these different stories that you have in your own journals and in your own hearts. I'll let you know, every word that Jesus ever gave me through his word has always been true. He's always been there for me. And the last life lesson before we close out tonight is that, and this is the way I close the show every day, every week, no matter what, there's hope. I've heard some horrendous stories this week. Life-wrenching stories of parents that have lost their child, of wives that have lost their husbands, of mothers that have miscarried, of so many other things in life. But I want to let you know, no matter how dark it looks outside tonight, there's always, always, always hope. And you may just need to hear that word tonight. You may just need to understand that, you know, the old famous phrase, and maybe somebody next week will call and share one of their life lessons, is take it one day at a time. I learned that years ago. The old Christy Lane song, I believe, years ago, one day at a time. I want to tell you what, that's a good song. That may be a good life lesson for people, but there's days that I just need to take it 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time, because I don't know if I can take it. And I know if I last that minute, I know if I set in that chair right there and get through one more night, that sun's going to come up and there's hope. And as long as I'm breathing, as long as this weak old heart is still beating, there's going to be hope. And I really believe, as we close, the best thing in life to find is to find someone that knows all of your flaws, knows all of your shortcomings, knows all of your mistakes and all of your weaknesses, and still thinks that you are completely amazing. Isn't it wonderful when you find that person that loves you unconditionally? I want to really personally, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for this different show tonight, for being with us this evening, for sharing your thoughts with me on text. And I don't know if you're on Facebook or not, but on Facebook and emails that I'll be getting when I get off the program this evening. But thank you for being with us tonight. I want to let you know, next week we're kind of going to finish this up, and it's going to be a little different next week because we're going to have a kind of a series of how to get through those storms in your own personal life. But no matter what's happening, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you've gone through, always remember, there's hope. Thank you for joining us tonight for another edition of Breaking the Silence. On behalf of all the staff of BBS Radio Station, I'm Greg Williams. Join us next week here, live from Houston, Texas, for another edition. God bless. Have an awesome, awesome week. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-3000. 6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.